A new Waterford advocate for seniors is disappointed in changes to the province's heating assistance rebate. The program is reduced to $400 from $600, while the income threshold for eligibility is down $20,000 for families and down $15,000 for single-person households. Shelley McClellan and Regional Councillor Darren O'Quinn are the leads on the project providing heating fuel for seniors in need, but they don't tell them that it's donated by local businesses and residents.
So one of the truck drivers last year told us that he went to deliver oil, and the lady came out on the step, and she's like, no, I didn't order it. I can't pay for this. He's like, no, it's fine. She's like, no, but I can't pay for it. He said it's taken care of. Well, I mean, she had tears in her eyes. You know, it's so sad. And, you know, I had another, the reason I really, Darren and I got it going was because I started hearing about, you know, seniors having a hard time and whatever. And then I found out that there was this lady, a senior lady, who basically put, I think at that time you could put 300 in your tank. And that's what she put in her tank for the winter. She wasn't putting oil in to keep herself warm. She was putting oil in to make sure that her pipes didn't freeze, because if they did, she couldn't afford to fix them. So, you know, when you start hearing stories like that, it's like, okay, we got to do something. We can't just let seniors be cold.
McClellan says she's hoping community leaders will push government to provide more for seniors rather than taking away.
Like, they don't get that much to start with, and now they're going to start pulling back more. That's just going to make it so much harder on seniors. And they, in my mind anyway, they shouldn't have it hard, seniors. They've lived their life, they've raised their families, they've done everything they can, and now this is supposed to be an easy time for them, and it's definitely not. And I don't think that it should come down to a senior. You know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, why don't they just leave their house? That helps. They raise their families there. They want to stay there. So why shouldn't they be able to? But if stuff like this keeps happening, I just worry about seniors.
McClellan is encouraging other communities to set up a similar program.
I mean, I think they all should. It's not a big thing to get going. If seniors are suffering in our town, they're suffering in other towns. So what's being done for them in other towns? I have no idea.
The province says in a statement that the program will benefit up to 72,000 families in Nova Scotia this year, and eligible people are encouraged to apply online as soon as possible with their heating bill so they can receive their rebate faster. The statement also says the province is delivering the best possible program with the resources available. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.